mishtatfim. With anything you can make an Aruvah Chatzeris, and you can make a Shtufim Yehoyis. Chutz min amayim v'melech. Only mayim v'melech is no good. We had this Gemara before, in Daf Chavov. And the Gemara, Amar Rabba, le'afukim d'Rav Yeshua. Our Mishnah is telling us, not like Rav Yeshua. Like we have in our Mishnah, Rav Yeshua says, dafka kikar you have to use. La'afukim d'Rav Yeshua. D'yom ha'kikarin, mid'achrin aloi. Is Kamash Mulan Bakil. Therefore, our Mishnah says, Bakil, you should know the Tanakama Agaz on Rabbi Yeshua. It says, with anything, you could make it a Ruve Chatzeris if you want. Rashi says, Yafilu Yain Operis. Even wine and fruit you could also use for an Ruve Chatzeris. Vaita, Eisvei Avakash, Eisvei Abaya. It says, Bechol Marvin, a Ruve Chatzeris. With any type of a food, you can make it a Ruve Chatzeris. Or Bechol Mishtat Fin Shtufim Evois. Any type of a food you could use to make a shtufim voice. V'loy omru l'arav bapas, that that is a din, you're supposed to use bread, ela b'chotz l'ovad, only for a chotzer itself. So chotz estira now, it's first it starts off saying b'chol marvin, eruv v'chatzeris, and then it ends off saying only you could use bread. So zot tomorrow, we'll soon be mazva. Man shamed lay, who do we hear it from? The yom pass in midi achrin eloi, that he says, eruv v'chatzeris, that we hold l'alocha, you could only use bread and nothing else, is Rabbi Shua. It goes according to Rabbi Shua. So the Chudas Bryce is Rabbi Shua. Uketoni, and still the beginning of this Bryce says, Bakoil, with everything. So what does Bakoil mean? Bakoil means any type of a bread. So you see, Bakoil doesn't have to mean any type of a food, even teres, even wine. It can mean, no, any type of a bread. So maybe Al Mishnah also, when it starts off saying, Bechol Marvin, or Mishtatvin, maybe it means bread. How do you know to say it means all type of a food? You see, Bakoil could also mean bread. And here it means all type of breads. Rashi says, "B'chol marvin, the rei shochi kamon, b'chol mine pas marvin erubi chaseris." When any type of a bread you could use erubi chaseris, yeah. So you see, bakil can mean only bread. So the mori elo omar rabba bar chona lafuke medreb Yeshua diomar shleimu in prusaloi. That's the chiddush hakol ponim of the Tanakama. That Yeshua says two chidushim in the Mishnah. That the bread you use for Ruvei Chatzeris has to dafka be pas, that's one thing, bread. And also he says it has to be a shalom, a whole piece of bread, a whole loaf, a whole challah. It can't be a piece. Is that's what that's the Tanakama holds not like that. It says bakel with any type of a bread. Mashmaloi, kamashmalon bakel. Yeah, that even a piece of bread is also good. So the Gemara, Prusa now my time maloi. What's the pshat of Yeshua that he holds when you collect a Ruvei Chatzeris? You dafka have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Why can't you have a piece? Omer Reb Yosi ben Sherl, Omer Rebbe Mishumeva. The svar is Mishumeva, they'll come to have fights in the Erev, in the Chotzer. What's going to be the fights? Trashi Mishumeva. Sheboin l'day machloikas, they'll come to have fights. Shoimer, ani noisin shleim of Yata Prusa. They'll come to say, I put a whole matzah in. How much of a matzah did you put in? Only a half. You're no good. Get out of here. They'll come to fight to one another. So there are some people shouldn't put in pieces, and some people put in a hole, and they'll come to fight. The Rabbanan made a klar takana, you always have to have a sholem. When you make a Ruvei Chatzeris, you have to use a whole piece of bread. A whole challah or a whole matzah. Omale Ravacha bread the Rav Ravashi, Ervo Kulam Beprusai smell. What about if everybody put in prusas? Chura, everybody has 10 people living in the Chotzer. Everybody gave a broken matzah. What's going to be then? The Chura doesn't pass any Eva. They can't come to fight because everybody put in a broken piece. Omalei still gets it back. No, still it's no good. Once you come back to come to Kilkul, it'll come a bad thing again. There is once you're going to use prusas, even though this time everybody's using it, so there'll be no fights, but once they'll come to use broken pieces, sometimes some people will use a whole piece, and then there will be fights. So Rabbanan make a low plume. You can't make pieces for an Eruv Chatzeris. Shrasher Kukulai, Zeh Prusav Zeh Shalom again. Somebody will make a whole piece, someone will take a broken piece, they'll come to fight. Omer Rabbi Yechinim Ben Shoyl, Nitlo Heimenu Kidei Chaloso U Kidei Dimua Marvin Loi Bo. Now the Shalom is true, you have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of chalom. What about if a little piece is missing? Let's say Kidei Chaloso, how much you have to take off for the Chiv Challah, which we'll soon see. We're talking about now the shear of 1/48. A baker has to give 1/48 of the Challah, that's the shear Challah. So if you're missing 1/48 of your matzah, that's still called a whole matzah, you could use it for a Ruvei Chatzeris. Or else, Kedei Dimua, Teidumu is a bigger shear. Temua means when Truma fell into Chulin, in Midrabon it's both the 1 and 200. So if one of 200s here fell out, that's still kosher. That's still called the Sholem. Trashi Chalosa, Einach Sarin Chazel Tikuna. If you have to take off Kdei Chala, it's still called the Sholem. Kdei Dimua, in the Dimas, Shenofla Truma Vechulin. Some Truma fell into Paris of Chulin. The Yosu Menu Kikar Zu, and you made the bread out of this. Venitnu Menu Dimua, now you took out of here the Shir Dimua, Echad Mimeo Lasakna. Forget, not one in a hundred. So 1/100th of the piece of bread is missing, that's still called Sholem. Fred Gimor of Atanya Avakashin, you would enter the Braisa, Kedei Dimua Marvin Loibo. True. If only 1/100th of the matzah or the bread is missing, that's still called Sholem, you could use the bread for an Eruv HaTzeiros. What about Kedei Chalosa? If the piece that you need to give challah from this bread was taken off, then ain't Marvin Loibo. You can't use it for Eruvim. That's not called a whole piece of bread anymore. Vice is taken off the shear of challah is too much. The lechem is called chaser, it's called a prusa ready. So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha. Ho bechalas nachtum, ho bechalas balabayis. It depends who's giving the challah. There's a different halacha like we'll soon see the Braisa. If a regular balabos takes off challah from his own bread, he has to take off 1/24th. 1/24th is a shear for challah. That is already too much. If you're missing 1/24th of the matzah, that's not called a shalom anymore. These halachas are bismogeh to lechem mishnah also. When we use lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're supposed to have a whole piece of bread. What's called whole? These shurim. If you're missing 1/48th of the matzah, it's still kosher. But less than that is no good. So the shear that a balabos takes off for challah is 1/24th. That already is possible, it's not called sholem. Mashenken, the shear on nachtam a baker takes off, that's the shear of 1/48th. That already is kosher. That's still called the sholem. The Tanan, we learned. Shear challah. What's the shear? How much challah do you have to take off? Echod miyesim v'yabur. 1/24th. If you make 24 challahs, one of them you have to take off to give challah for. What about now? Hoise isa liyatzma. Somebody makes dough for himself, private dough. V'isa lemishne b'noi. Or else you make the dough for your, making a party for your son. Is echad miyesim v'yabur. That's the shear. 1/24th you have to take off to give challah. That's the shear to give challah for. 1/24th. What about nachtum shuoisa lemocher bashuk? What about a baker that makes bread and he's not making it for his own private use? He's making the bread to sell to people in the shuk. V'cheinu isha shosasa limcha bashuk. Who is then a private lady that's baking challah and she has not to eat it privately but to sell it? She makes panosa like this. V'chein isha shosasa limcha bashuk. Is the halach in these two cases, echad meyabor mishmoina. You have to take off 1/48th. If you bake 48 challahs, then one of them you have to give off to give to the kohen for challah. So I call upon him, there's no spirit then. The one bright that says to take off kadei shir challah, the bread is called the prusa, it's no good. That's the shir challah of balabos. 1/24th, that's too much already. But the shir challah of a nachtum, of a baker, that's kosher still. 1/48th is still called the bread of sholem. Rashi Chalas Nachtam, the bread from a baker. Kitanhi v'yein zechzern. You're only missing 1/48th, that's called very small. That's not called a zechzern. Yeah. Another Chiddush now. Omer Rav Chizda. Tofro bekisum marvin lobo. Let's say you have a chali. A chali broken half. And what you got to do now is put the two pieces next to one another again and put a toothpick in between, a nice piece of stick in between, and you get the chala to look like one again. So that's good. Tofer, if you like, you sew it up, the kisim with a stick, with a toothpick. Marvin loibu. For the Gemara, then it's called the sholem, the bread of sholem. Who are then for a lechem mishnah, you could also use such a bread. V'atanya, Gemara Aspira. V'atanya, a marvin loibu. No, you can't use such a chala for a rubi chetzeris. If the chala was broken in half, and now you're sticking it together with a toothpick, that's no good. So it's a stira. The Gemara lekasha. Ho di yadiya tifro, ho di layadiya tifro. It depends if it's noticeable or not. One challah is talking about when a challah gave a geshmak a break in half, and mamash the pieces broke off a little bit. So even though you put them together and you stick a toothpick in between, you can still tell that it was broken. That's no good. That's not called the sholem, a whole piece of bread. It's no good for lechem mishnah. It's no good for eruv chaserus. But if in a case where it broke nicely, then now when you put the two pieces together, mamash looks like one, and you have a toothpick in the middle holding it, then it's kosher. Shashi tofra v'kisim. Kika she nifrasa, a kika that broke. V'tofer aprusas bekisim v'nirishleima. You put a toothpick like in the middle, and now tagla ma'isa looks like one. Since it looks like one, it's kosher. So I just threw one by says no. Teretz says yodai tifru. Shrashi niker mokam tfiros v'bevi kaprusa. If you could tell even after it's stuck together that the bread was broken, you could tell it was in two pieces, then it's no good. Mashenka, if you stick it nice together, you can't tell it was cut in half, then it's kosher. Omer Rav Chizda. Yeah. Omer Rav Zera. Omer Shmuel. Ma'arvin v'pas oris. You're allowed to use bread even made out of rice. You don't have to use bread of the heminim, of wheat or barley. You could even use bread made out of rice. Upas doichin. Who are then pas made out of the flour, made out of milk. Not made out of wheat, made out of doichin. Oma ma rukve, the didimi forshe le minei de mashmul. Rukve says, no, I heard over differently in the name of the mashmul. That the pas oris marvin. Pas oris rice, already if you make rice, grind it down into flour, and make bread out of it, that's a choshev oichum, that you could use for rubik atzeris. Upas doichin ein marvin. Mashenke, the bread you make out of milk, flour, that's not choshev, that you can't use for rubik atzeris. That's the way he heard from mashmul. Om Rav Chiyah Baravin, Om Rav, Ma'arvin Bapas Adoshim. He holds a bigger Kiddush. You can even use a Rubach Atzeres bread made out of beans. Stam Adoshim, less of a min. Yeah, that's also kosher for Rubach Atzeres. For the Gemara Eini, not like that. V'yohi Dehavoyi Bishnei Demar Shmuel. That once in a time by Shmuel, somebody made a pas made out of Adoshim, made out of lentils. And V'shad Yilakalvei, V'lo Yochla, they didn't eat it. Mashmah, it's not edible. It's not a food you could eat. If you gave it to the dogs, that's what's roi for. So how could you say it's roi to make an erech hatzeris with? It was saying l'shiti, you have to use bread, the pshat is, but it has to be a chosh of oichum. This is not a chosh of oichum, so how could you use this for an erech? And of the Gemara, hahi d'shar minim havoi. That bread that they threw to the dogs wasn't bread style made out of lentils. It was made out of a few minim. And a few minim, you make the mix the flour up of different type of flours together, that's gefer lecha bread, and it's only roi for the dogs. Shrashi d'shar minim havoi. Minim harbe hoi marvin boy. That a lot of different type of flours mixed together. Dehi vade lav pasi, that's not called bread. Osun being a raya, t'yachsiv gabi yecheskel by the klolus that he says there, v'yata kakla kochitim, uksiv lechem anoshim loy teuchel, that you not can eat bread that men eat. Almal. The teretz was a he the sham minim havoi. The pasuk in Cheskel says, "V'yata now b'shasta klola kach lecha chitim usarim opul v'yadoshim v'dechem akusmin." Make bread out of all these type of minim, these type of flours mixed together. Mashman, that's not called the food that b'nei Adam eat. So if you have such a bread that's made out of all different type of flours mixed together, that you can't use for rubik atzeres. That's no good. The mashma, but we hold, yeah, like Rav Chiya Baravin said, that any type of bread is good, even bread made out of lentils is also good. The bread that they gave, that they threw to the clothing, was mamish made out of the tzoya of an adam, the excretion that comes out of a person. That's what they made the bread from. It is a posik in Yechezkel, the Siv, v'hi, v'gelalei, tzoyas ha'adam, t'yugenalei nayim. You know what they're going to use for their bread? Their clothes are going to be so gefelach, they're going to have to mamash use the tzayas adam, excretion from the person. That's what they're going to have to use to make their bread with. So the kitzis does such a type of a thing, and that was the matzah they brought in front of Shmuel, and he threw it to the dogs. Right, the end of the pasuk says, "Umay v'ugois sa'irim techlenu." They'll eat cookies, breads made out of barley. Is Omrav Chizda Lishurim. It doesn't mamish mean of barley. It means shurim. It will have very scarce amount. You'll have to measure out exactly how much eating. Rapoparoma arevosa kareva soirim volei kareva schitim. When you're going to mix up your dough, you're not going to mix it up normally like wheat dough, the way we make it. You're going to mix it up like barley dough. In other words, you're not going to make the bread so good. That was the klolos that the Cheskel said. Rashi says, like, Arevas Kariga Sarim, Meguna, Vula Yafa Ketikun Arevas Chitim, Shemiyafa Tikun Uga Agula Venor. The way you make dough made out of flour, that's very nice. Here they made out of barley, it doesn't look so nice. That was the clover Yechesel gave them. Right. Noisein Odom Mo'ol Echenveni. A person could go to a storekeeper, go to a grocery man, and give him a dollar bill. Hu adin lo nachtem, he'll go to the baker, and he'll give him a dollar bill. Kedei sheyizko loy erif. Divrei Reb Elezer. Kedei that he should be mezaka, like you're giving him money, as if to say, with this money I want to buy bread, and this bread that I'm buying I'm going to use for the Erub HaTzeres. So that's kosher. So Drashi noisen odem mo lechendveni. Shul moicher yain v'dari me b'movi. The storekeeper, the owner that sells the wine, lives in the movi also. And you want him to mishtat to make the error for you. So you give him the money, it's good. If you want him to make a Erub HaTzeres for you, you have to use bread. If he, the baker, lives in the chotzer, he can make the error for you. Because you tell them, here's my dollar, that lo yitzu, the rest of the people, the chotz, the rest of the people, the movi, come to you to buy the bread for the Erub HaTzeres, or the shtufa mevoyis, this money should be my chelik in it. So Rabbi Elezer holds that's kosher. Div Rabbi Elezer, just by giving money, it's good. They hold no. Stam the fact he gave money, we hold that money, kesef, is not koina. Even though midiraisa kesef is koina, we'll soon see them obeys. Of a midirabonon, though, you have to make a kinyan meshicha. It's not enough just to give money. So even though you gave money, you're not koina. So drashi loy zocho loy moisav. Shein moyes koinois achi moshech. Unless you make a meshicha, you have to pull the food, pull it to you. That's the kinyan. But money is not koina. V'yafidu irav ha-chendveni azel chol ha-cherim. Even if this chendveni now makes the air for everybody, still it's no good. V'zicha gam lezeh. And he has das to mezaka the bread even for this person. Still it's no good. Ainu erif. Why? Said Rashi, Shuren loy niskavin lischos loy b'matnas chinam kishar mezachin v'erif. That the storekeeper, when he had das to mezaka bread for this Reuven and gave him the money, he didn't have das to mezaka the bread for free, like for everybody else. El alik noy samor. Since the person gave me a dollar, I want his dollar to be kind of the bread for him. And the locher is v'reinu k'nuya loy. And the money is not kind of for you. T'chivun the moisein is kind of. Mid the rabbonin, money is not kind of. Is loy som chadaita, person not same das. Tai. Loy heavy daita le aknuye. V'nim tzamarev loy v'moisa shloimi daita. As if you're being married for the other person without his das. Because the person's das is, he wants his dollar bill to be koina for him. And we hold money is not koina. So if a chum say in such a case, the Erev is not chal. This person has no shittuf in the Ruv HaTzeres or in the Shtufim Yavoyis. So the Marah, though, will moide